At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, March 8th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed day of college basketball conference tournaments and go to the most heavily bet game of the night. It is the Big Ten first round of the conference tournament, 6:30 p.m. between Ohio State and Wisconsin. Currently, we have Ohio State listed as a 2-point neutral site favorite with a total of 131. Now, going into this matchup, Ohio State is 13-18. They've had a tough year, but they did play relatively decent down the stretch. They won two of their last three, although they did lose to Michigan State 84-78 in the regular season finale. However, they did cover that game as a 6.5-point road dog. Meanwhile, Wisconsin, 17-13 this season, but they lost three of their last five to end the year. They did, however, beat Minnesota 71-67 in the regular season finale, but did not cover as a 5.5-point road favorite in that one. Straight off the bat, did you catch who's favored in this one? It's Ohio State. So just from a very opening line kind of fishy standpoint, speaks volumes to me that Ohio State is favored in this one. We actually had Ohio State open -1, and now Ohio State has been bet up to -2. So not only did Ohio State open as a favorite, but became more of a favorite. And why is that important? Because it just doesn't make sense. It's fishy. And again, anytime something's fishy and doesn't make sense, I want to be on the fishy side that doesn't make sense. I don't want to be on the obvious side. If it was as easy as just taking the obvious side in every play, obviously the public would be millionaires. Sports would go bankrupt. That's completely not the case here. It's probably the exact opposite in general. But anyway, it's fishy because, number one, Ohio State has the worst record. Why is a 13-18 team favored over a 17-13 team? Shouldn't it be the other way around? And then secondly, you got to keep an eye out for how the public reacts to the seeding in conference tournaments, because obviously we don't really deal with the rankings overall anymore. You're focusing more on the seeding. And what's notable here is that Ohio State is your number 13 seed in the Big Ten tournament, and Wisconsin is your number 12 seed. So why is 13 favored over 12? Why is a 13-18 team favored over a 17-13 team? Again, doesn't make sense. It should probably be the other way around. That's what the public's saying. And that's what we're seeing with our VSiN.com bet splits. Currently, 60% of bets are saying hashtag the wrong team is favored. They're taking Wisconsin here as a trendy dog. However, we've seen this line, again, move away from the trendy dog Wisconsin further toward Ohio State. It tells me Ohio State is the sharp play here. Only getting 40% of bets. the Buckeyes, but almost 60% of the money. So a pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split in favor of the contrarian favorite Buckeyes. You'll be banking on the offense of Ohio State. They're averaging 73 points a game versus 65 for Wisconsin. Better shooting, 46% from the field versus 42%. And then better rebounding as well, 37 rebounds a game versus 31. KenPom does have Ohio State winning this game by 1 point. He has them ranked higher, 58 in the country versus 72. Again, despite the better record Wisconsin, Ohio State actually, analytics-wise, is the better team based on KenPom's projections. So I'd be looking to fade the trendy dog here. Again, just doesn't make sense why Ohio State is favored. I used to, when I first started betting on sports, say that, hey, the odds makers are crazy, wrong team is favored. I learned over time to embrace that fishy side and not take the obvious spot here, which would be with Wisconsin. So if it looks good too good to be true, hint, hint, Wisconsin, it probably is. Give me Ohio State here. I'm looking at the Buckeyes on the money line at minus 125.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, let's stick to a jam-packed college basketball slate and go to another extremely heavily bet game tonight. 7 o'clock in the Big 12 first-round matchup on ESPNU. 7 o'clock between Texas Tech and West Virginia. Currently West Virginia is listed as a 4-point neutral site favorite with a total in this one of 146. Now going into this matchup, Texas Tech has lost 3 straight games. They just fell to Oklahoma State 71-68, losing outright as a 5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, WVU 18-13 on the season. They won 3 of their last 4. They just beat K-State 89-81, covering as a 5-point home favorite. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, it looks like both Pro and Joe respected money and public action going with WVU, West Virginia, because we saw West Virginia open as low as a 2-point favorite. We've now seen WVU get steamed up all the way to -4. Some shops even flirting with a move up to 4.5. So all movement and liability, what we like to call steam. Steam is a sudden change of line movement across the marketplace. Basically, when you see all books moving in a short period of time, basically when we talk about a team getting steamed, it's just heavy action, uniform action on one side coming in all at once. But really a big steam move here again. -2, -2.5, now up to 4, some books 4.5. 65% of bets are taking WVU here, so slight majority public bettors here. But also 77% of the money is on WVU. So again, both kind of a Pro and Joe bet split. KenPom does have WVU winning this game by 3 points, so there was an edge kind of initially when the line was opener of around 2, not as much anymore. But he does have WVU ranked much higher, number 17 in the country versus number 53. Be banking on the offense of West Virginia, averaging 77 points a game versus 74. We've also seen a little bit of under money come in here. Total open at 147, you're down to 146. That's notable because you're getting 65% of bets on the over, yet the total's falling. And this does kind of coincide with the tempo of these teams, both slower tempo teams. Again, tempo on the slower end is always a good thing for an under. It's, you know, fewer possessions, fewer opportunities to score. If you're a fast tempo team, obviously you like the over better. But these are two slower teams, 67.5 possessions per game for Tech, 69.2 for West Virginia. And also just a supplementary factor here, something to keep an eye out for. We've obviously seen this big line move toward West Virginia. But if you noticed in the news recently, Texas Tech, their coach, got in a lot of hot water. He made some racially insensitive comments. And since that time when that news story broke, I want to say they've lost all 3 games here. So is there an issue with Texas Tech and their coach and their players? Turmoil here, insensitive comments. Again, just something you got to think about, which does coincide with this kind of fade of Texas Tech across the market. So this is a lean for West Virginia for me in the Big 10, or sorry, Big 12 first round here on ESPNU at 7 o'clock. March Madness is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, a giveaway, lean in a sweat, my first official sweat. I will be on Ohio State here. I just think it makes absolutely no sense that you're the worst ranked team, worst record, and the public's on the trendy dog, yet the Lions going to the contrarian favorite Buckeyes. Give me Ohio State there on the money line, minus 125. Another sweat for me, I will be going with George Mason. So here's another game I haven't hit on. But this is Richmond against George Mason. It is the second round of the Atlantic 10 tournament. I'm going George Mason on the money line, minus 145. Taking a step back here, Richmond, 15-17. They just crushed UMass yesterday, 71-38, easily covering as a three-point favorite in that one. And that was the first round of the Atlantic 10 tournament yesterday. George Mason, they're coming off a bye. They did not play yesterday because they had a better record and better seeding. But they're 19-12. They won six straight. And we've seen some good line movement in favor of George Mason. It's not your most heavily bet game of the day, but looks like pros have taken a liking. That's why I want to be with this sharp move. George Mason opened -1. Now you're up to -3. And you're only getting 55% of bets on George Mason, so it's not a huge public play, yet you're taking in this good line movement. KenPom does have George Mason winning by 1. He does have a rank much higher, though, 139 versus 151. Advantages here, shooting 46% versus 44%. Rebounding, 36 a game versus 32. You do have George Mason 2-0 this year against Richmond. They beat him 62-60 and 62-58. So I'll be following this sharp line move here. George Mason, again, lower bet game, but a good move in favor of GM. So I'm going GM, minus 145 on the money line. I think it speaks also to rest versus rust. You know, like, obviously, you're rested here with George Mason because you had a bye yesterday. You haven't played, for a few days here, rest advantage for George Mason. But the other angle is, would you rather be rested or will you be rusty if you haven't played in a while? But it looks with based on this line move that it's better to have the rest as the better team versus not worrying about rust in this spot. So it's always interesting to see rest versus rust, kind of how that comes down into play. Last bet for me, guys, it's a total, basketball market or morning bets pod here. Three college games we just hit on. We'll get one more for you. Let's go to the NBA. I'm going to take a shot on the Bulls Nuggets under. Give me Bulls Nuggets under 228.5. I saw a line movement to the under here. Total open at 229 down to 228.5. That's notable because 67% of bets are taking the over. So if big majority bets here on the over, why is this line falling? Why are the odds makers dropping this total? Again, to make it easier for the public to cash the over. Well, looks to me because you have respected money going under here. Chicago has been a pretty good under team this season. They're 37-28 to the under, including 17-15 to the under on the road. Meanwhile, Denver, they're dead even this season with totals, 32-32-1. But they're 18-15-1 to the under at home. Always look at unders, especially in Denver, because of the altitude. If you're not used to it, you don't know how to play in the rarefied air, it can be a big advantage to the Nuggets at home and a detriment to their opponent. Also, Chicago mentioned that they've been a good under team this year, but in particular, they're 15-6 to the under their last 21 games. They've really become a big under machine here. So hopefully that continues. They're 9-3 to the under their last 12 on the road. You look at pace. Chicago is number 17. Denver is number 19. So both kind of bottom half here, bottom third in terms of pace. And then also defensively, Chicago is number 8. They haven't been scoring, but they've also been playing good defense. Number 8 defensive efficiency. Denver is number 14. And then also a big spread under. We have Nuggets favored by 8 here. So typically I like taking unders in bigger spreads closer to double digits or more, because if you get up big, take your foot off the gas, kind of, you know, dribble the ball out, and get out of there with a win instead of trying to hopefully score a million times. You kind of see the writing on the wall. So always a good angle there for a under in a big spread game. But give me the Nuggets and the Bulls under 228.5. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Wednesday, March 8th. But reminder, so much going on right now. We have conference tournaments, the official March Madness, and the big dance is right around the corner before you know it. We have Major League Baseball, spring training going on. Obviously, we have NHL, NBA, NFL draft. It is a busy time to be betting on sports. So you know what you can do to make yourself your life a little bit easier here with your handicapping? Become a member of VSiN. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. When you become a member, we have a promo right now, only $19. Get everything we offer, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, best bet sent to your email multiple times throughout the day from all the VSiN guests and hosts, as well as those great DraftKings percentages. So become a member, give yourself a leg up of the best March Madness that you can. Also sign up for the free newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. And at least if you're not going to do either of those, I hope you do one at least. But if not, make sure you at least follow us on Twitter. At VSiN Live, you can follow me at Josh_Insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy all these conference tournaments today. There's nothing better than waking up and having sweats all day long, including day sweats. It just makes life so much better here. But enjoy the games. Good luck. And hopefully you can cash some tickets today. As the wise man of VSiN likes to say, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Wednesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.